This show was first broadcast on Free FM, Hamilton, New Zealand's community access media organisation. For more information on our lineup of shows and the role we play in the media, visit freefm.org.nz.
Greetings, I am Barry. If you're searching for answers, spiritual help, clairvoyant readings, healings, crystals, books, incense, or jewellery, you need to go to Infinity, Hamilton Spiritual Centre, in the new premises at 550 Anglesey Street, or you can phone us on 838 1838. This is your link between this life and the next. Become the change the world needs today. Greetings, I am Barry. This is the voice within for another week. We'll start off this week with Lee Harris. He's been channeling his God spirit guides, which he calls Z, because he now lives in America, but his guides are Z, actually. And he's talking about now to put down the armour of responsibility.
There has been a shedding for many of you this past 2 to 3 months that has been visceral. This is one of the themes that we gave Lee for the July energy update, a couple of themes he referred to earlier. This visceral shedding that you are going through that can relate very much to memory, to other times in this life you are in now, but also other timelines, ancestral healing. This has been going on for many years on the planet, but it is accelerating right now. And as a people, you are focusing on some ancestral energies when it comes to what your world is going through right now, and some of the disarray or chaos that you are seeing showing up in the fabric of the way your planet is currently organized, constructed, managed, governed, led, how it is led. There are some literal historic replays taking place. So you might be focused on the latest political storm or focal point in your country. But it actually takes you back to a mirror event that took place in 1850 or some other time. It doesn't mean it isn't also of its time now and that it shouldn't be approached through a lens of 2022. But what we are telling you is that there is a cyclone of renewal at work as you go through these years right now, where all kinds of ancestral lineage healing is taking place. No wonder some of you are so exhausted. Ha! So, for those of you who do feel like you just want to shut the door, keep the house as soothed as possible, hang out with the pets and not worry too much about what's going on outside the door, we fully support you. This is permission. Do that. Soothe yourself. Keep your life small, as Lee was saying earlier. Keep your focus on the healing waves that you are moving through. For of course, you are affected by the outside world, even if you aren't learning all of the latest headlines about it from friends, family, what you see online or in other sources. So firstly, to that group, stay soothed. And to the rest of you, this is important to not try so hard. And we don't even mean literally. There are many of you who do not have the energy to try hard literally. You perhaps have calmed down your schedules a little bit right now at this time on Earth, or you are finding you don't have the energy to do anything other than the minimum that you need to do. But that is not what we are referring to. That is not surprising to us. We're talking about don't try so hard in your minds and in your feelings. Notice if you get psychically lost in thought and projection about the future or perception about the current that may or may not be true. Notice if you get hijacked by your own thoughts and start creating anxious stories or pictures inside yourself that are all, in truth, psychic. They are you tapping into potential timelines, but you aren't just looking at the future. You are being highly influenced by the past few hundred years on the planet. That is coming up and it is weaving through your current daily lives. The reason we say this to you is, of course, what we are saying would be complete nonsense to certain people on the planet. And there's nothing wrong with that, by the way. They do not need to be anywhere other than where they are right now. But the reason we say this to you is you are a group of timeline-aware, sensitive souls. Even if you do not think you are, some of you have even written that down, timeline-aware, sensitive soul. Am I one? What is that? Well, all we mean by that is, can you move through memory? Can you put yourself back to age 7? Can you put yourself back into a moment 3 years ago or 3 weeks ago and just allow your body to remember how it felt? That's timeline movement. That's you jumping timelines in your current life. Well, the planet does that too. You are all a product of your past. No matter how present you practice being, this body, this energy field, this psyche, you grew up through the roots of the past. And right now, your ancestral history is literally on a roulette wheel. Spinning, 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 spinning. And so part of the emotional reactions that your people are having that seem fresh to you when you're having them and to you when you're in a group conversation, they are not fresh at all. You are currently in a cycle of history that is being asked to, we will say, elevate faster than perhaps some on the planet would like. And so there are those who want to pull you back in time in history. They want to root the consciousness in a way that is going to limit future possibilities for you as a souls, as souls. And then there are not just you in this group, but groups all over the world and people working on behalf of the evolution of consciousness in all forms. Consciousness itself being something ephemeral and hard to quantify, but then the elevation of consciousness in your legal system. The elevation of consciousness and humanity and compassion and oneness in all of your systems. The extraordinary hierarchy on your planet and how many people suffer because of it. So, it is not your job to take on the burden of any of that. You are far too small. Yes, you are vast energetically, but you are one human body right now. And you decided to inject yourself into this earth tapestry in order to see what light you could experience, in order to see what light you could bring. So, a breath, everybody. And another breath. And one more. You are alive right now. And you can claim this body. You can claim this moment. And you will easily let this body go when it is your time. And you will easily leave this earth plane when it is your time. But for today, you are here. And the whole earth is not your job. The feelings of the earth are not your job. The human population, the animal population, the queendom of nature is not your job. You are your job. And through harmonizing yourself, giving what you can, receiving what you need, elevating your own consciousness, you will be a magnificent force for change on this planet. But the end result of that change is not your job. We say this so that you can put down the armor of responsibility that so many of you have been carrying. And even as we say this, some of you are weeping right now. For you feel the responsibility we are speaking of. You have carried it, some of you, for lifetimes. It is not that you will not be mindful or responsible in ways that are conscious, because you will innately be that. But it is that you need to put down the armor from the battlefields of Earth across many lifetimes in order to be a vehicle of change. Notice how many who want to fight about things on the planet right now, They're fighting old battles over and over and over again. It keeps you in an old loop. We are not saying that conflict or discourse is not sometimes necessary for change. We are not making a blanket statement about fighting. But we are inviting you to be of the kind of consciousness in yourself that you would like to see more of on the planet. And then your planet has more of a fighting chance, we use that word consciously, of becoming that. So, in this moment, and this was specifically alluded to in the July energy update that we gave Lee the themes for, this July and August period, and even slightly into September, is a good time to go within and quiet down. Even if your quietening down is a very internal quietening down, you might be very vocal with the people in your life at an all new level, but internally, you are keeping yourself somewhat quiet, somewhat sitting back, letting the ride move through and around you, and steering yourself to experiences and moments that will soothe and uplift you.
And we've just got the place to uplift you, Infinity Spiritual Center, down in Anglesey Street. Now, we've used this as a theme tune. This is John Hall Grinnell, and unfortunately he passed away this week. But if you listen to the words of this song, it relates to exactly what we do and what we feel here at Infinity. I've been saying for years, there's nothing weird in this shop. You can come in, talk about anything that maybe seem weird to a lot of people, but not in our shop. Talking about weird, not really. Patricia Cota Robles, who also channels stuff from beyond this plane, one of her latest ones, we're talking about the transformational leaders for the new earth. I'm not sure when this is going to happen, but I've been talking about it for 10 years, 15 years now, but it's going to happen.
Hi, Precious Heart. Thank you for joining us for our weekly vlog. As we have been sharing through Era of Peace, an imperative facet of the divine plan for 2022 calls for awakening humanity to hold the sacred space and to co-create the divine matrix that will initiate and sustain a life-transforming, generational changing of the guard. This monumental change is destined to begin occurring on planet Earth during the current phase of our ascension process. This generational changing of the guard involves billions of embodied souls. These precious ones include the incoming babies, the children who are already here, and the teenagers and young people known as Generation Z and the Millennials. These divinely prepared sons and daughters of God have incarnated in every country and in every condition and situation existing in the world. Millions of them are well aware of the urgent need of the hour, and they are now standing in readiness to assume their place as transformational leaders in the process of co-creating the heart-based patterns of perfection for the new earth. The rest of them are awakening at an accelerated pace and will soon join in the epic effort of transfiguring back into light the painful and fear-based human miscreations that have caused so much suffering on this planet. The light work of awakening humanity has been instrumental in preparing for this moment. Now, all is in readiness. Please listen to this information with an open heart and mind. It may seem new to you, but it is not. Your I Am Presence has magnetized this information into your sphere of conscious awareness because you are being called to action. If you are over 30 years old, an important part of your multifaceted reason for being on earth at this time has been to raise the consciousness of the masses of humanity in order to pave the way for the enlightened souls who would embody on earth after this planet and all her life were permanently freed from the human miscreation known as the wheel of karma. That seemingly miraculous event was God victoriously accomplished through the unified efforts of heaven and earth during the myriad global activities of light that took place during harmonic convergence in August of 1987. The Company of Heaven has confirmed that during the 4 days of harmonic convergence, August 15th through the 18th, 1987, humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth reached a frequency of vibration that allowed the mighty Elohim to raise this planet off of the humanly miscreated trap of the wheel of karma. During that cosmic moment, the Elohim were able to return Mother Earth to her rightful place on the spiral of evolution. The spiral of evolution is where we were always supposed to be and where we were prior to our fall from grace. Before the fall, humanity functioned within the love-based evolutionary process known as the law of the circle, which is the in-breath and the out-breath of our Father, Mother, God. When we began using our creative faculties of thought and feeling in ways that were not based in love, the discordant frequencies on Earth became so dense that Mother Earth fell off of the spiral of evolution into the abyss of separation and duality. In that fragmented and fear-based frequency, that distorted energy in that realm caused humanity to inadvertently create an evolutionary trap of what we came to accept as the wheel of karma. The wheel of karma has trapped humanity and prevented us from moving forward in the light for eons of time. This is the reason that our evolutionary progress has been so painfully slow. But now, everything has changed. Today, the Company of Heaven is sharing once again some background about the sons and daughters of God who have embodied on this planet since Mother Earth reclaimed her rightful place on the spiral of evolution in 1987. These young people are known in the heavenly realms as the Holy Innocents, because they are embodying on Earth for the very first time. They had not yet begun their evolutionary journey on Earth when humanity tragically fell from grace. Once that happened, our Father Mother God issued a cosmic edict to protect the Holy Innocents from becoming trapped on humanity's miscreated wheel of karma. Our godparents issued a cosmic edict directing the solar logos from our central sun, Alpha and Omega, to stop the Holy Innocents from embodying on Earth until humanity was able to raise our frequency of vibration enough to transcend the wheel of karma and return Mother Earth to the spiral of evolution. Alpha and Omega fulfilled that divine edict and assigned the Holy Innocents to the inner temples of light in the electronic belt around the central sun. Since that time, eons ago, the Holy Innocents have been studying and evolving in the inner temples of light. After Mother Earth was lifted off the wheel of karma and placed back on the spiral of evolution in 1987, the cosmic edict was lifted and the Holy Innocents began embodying on Earth by the millions. As a result, the vast majority of souls who have been born since 1987 are much more evolved than the rest of us were when we embodied for the first time on Earth myriad lifetimes ago. While waiting in the inner realms, the Holy Innocents were trained in unique and powerful ways that would allow them to help the rest of us to transfigure the pain and suffering of the old Earth into the patterns of perfection for the new Earth once they were finally allowed to embody. Since those sons and daughters of God had not been part of humanity's fall from grace, they were born karma-free. This means that even though they have volunteered to be born into some of the most difficult life experiences on Earth, they are not connected energetically to those situations through their own karmic liabilities. This is allowing them to transcend the discord and transmute the surfacing human miscreations into light far more easily than the rest of us can. In addition to being karma-free, the I Am presence of each of these young people encoded unique consciousness codes within their DNA prior to this embodiment. These consciousness codes were activated in 2018 through the unified efforts of Heaven and the Company of Earth. The divine intent of the consciousness codes is to provide the Holy Innocents with easy access to the sacred knowledge they accumulated while they were waiting and studying in the inner temples of light. The sacred knowledge within their consciousness codes resonates with the knowing that we are one and that love is all there is. This is the unity consciousness of the new earth, which is the very essence of our Father, Mother, God. Unity consciousness reflects the reverence for all life that is necessary in order for these embodied souls to reach into the realms of cause where the viable solutions for every single malady on earth exist. Since 2018 and the activation of the consciousness codes within the Holy Innocents, the I Am presence within each one of these young people has been gently preparing them for this cosmic moment. During this momentous year, awakened humanity is collaborating with the Company of Heaven and is being called to co-create the divine matrix that will initiate the generational changing of the guard. This facet of the divine plan is designed to awaken and motivate the Holy Innocents into action as they step forward and claim their positions as transformational leaders for the new earth. Dear one, contemplate this information this week and ask your I Am presence to help you comprehend the magnitude of the divine plan that is unfolding step by step and that we are all being called to co-create. God bless you.
Blinking lights, how the change can only together as one.
Quite remember when I started off with the Indigo film about the Indigo children. Then James Fineman came here to Hamilton and launched his another film, The Indigo Evolution. But it was quite a long time ago. Since then, of course, we've had Rainbow Children and Crystal Children, and now they're talking about the Generation Z, unless you're American Aziz, and the new millennials. So they're all coming here with this great knowledge about where we should be going. Hopefully, I might get to see things change. I don't know. That track was a group of children from all around the world, of all that sort of age group where they're starting to see and know things. Like a lot of the visitors we're getting to our shop in Infinity, who are searching and looking for something. Anyway, Patricia is now talking about we are being called to a higher service, which is a continuation of what she's just talking about. That's why we came here to do something.
Hi, Precious Heart. Thank you for joining us for our weekly vlog. Last week, the Company of Heaven shared with us some background about the young people who will assist awakening humanity to co-create the life-transforming, generational changing of the guard. This is an essential facet of Mother Earth's ascension process, and it has been unfolding step by step for decades. Today, I will share with you the information the Company of Heaven has given to Era of Peace regarding this global event and how you can weave your magnificent light into this divine mission. I am delighted to say that at long last we are being called to once again by our Father, Mother, God, and the Company of Heaven to gather physically in order to fulfill the next critically important facet of the divine plan. The vehicle that will be used is the annual World Congress on Illumination. The first World Congress on Illumination was held during Harmonic Convergence in 1987. Every year since that auspicious event, the Company of Heaven has utilized the annual World Congress on Illumination to guide us through various facets of the divine plan intended to fulfill the greatest need of the hour for Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. Due to the pandemic and what the Company of Heaven referred to as a planetary pause, the last 2 years, the 34th and 35th Annual World Congress on Illumination were held as online virtual events. We definitely missed being able to connect physically with lightworkers from all over the world. However, through our virtual event, hundreds of thousands of people who have not been able to physically attend the World Congress on Illumination in the past were able to participate. Our Father, Mother, God in the Company of Heaven have assured us that when lightworkers are able to gather physically in order to fulfill a particular facet of the divine plan, our power and effectiveness is exponentially intensified. Consequently, they encourage us to meet physically whenever possible, which we will. Now, however, since we have experienced what it is like when hundreds of thousands of people are able to consciously join with us energetically through a virtual event, we do not want to miss providing that opportunity as well. For the 36th Annual World Congress on Illumination, we will co-create a hybrid event with the guidance of the Company of Heaven. Beginning each day of the Physical World Congress, we will have an activity of light through which the Company of Heaven will reveal the greatest need of the hour and what the next step of our divine mission for that day will be. Day by day, as we accomplish each step of the unfolding divine plan, the Company of Heaven will reveal to us the next opportunity. During the 36th World Congress on Illumination, for the very first time, the 1 hour activity of light in the morning will also be available as an online virtual event. With the support of light workers, this daily activity of light will be offered free of charge for everyone around the world who wants to weave their magnificent light into this critically important facet of our ascension process. The annual World Congress on Illumination is truly a global heart and mind expanding event for everyone who has the heart call to participate. So listen to your heart, and your I Am presence will guide you unerringly to your part of this critical facet of the divine plan. Every lightworker will be in their right and perfect place. No facet of the divine plan is any more important than another. What is important is that we respond to whatever our I Am presence is guiding us to do. We must trust and know that if we are being guided to be physically present within the Portal of Light in Santa Fe, New Mexico, where the 36th World Congress will be held, then our I Am presence and the Company of Heaven will assist us in paving the way. This is true whether we need assistance with time, energy, or money to accomplish this facet of our divine mission. Our Father, Mother, God, and the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth are sending forth a clarion call to all embodied lightworkers. Together we will unify our heart flames and form a mighty transformer that will allow the I Am presence of every person on earth to receive the intensified frequencies of light that will exponentially accelerate our ascension process on behalf of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. Through the unified efforts of heaven and earth, we will co-create the divine matrix that will allow awakened humanity to begin tangibly manifesting the sacred space for a generational changing of the guard. This generational shift will involve the billions of souls who have embodied on Earth since harmonic convergence in August of 1987. These precious ones include the incoming babies, the children who are already here, and the teenagers and young people known as Generation Z and the Millennials. These sons and daughters of God have incarnated in every country and in every condition and situation existing in the world. Millions of them are well aware of the urgent need of the hour, and they are standing in readiness to assume their places as transformational leaders. There are millions of other young people who are in the process of awakening and will soon take their place in the unfolding divine plan. Those of us who embodied on earth to pave the way for this generational changing of the guard are now being called to co-create the divine matrix that will assist these young people to fulfill their monumental mission of physically co-creating the heart-based patterns of perfection for the new earth. Each and every one of these precious souls has been uniquely prepared to become a steward of Mother Earth as she heals and is transfigured into the perfection of the new earth. This is true whether or not they are aware of this just yet on a conscious level. Once the divine matrix is successfully co-created, these young people will begin coming to the fore all over the world, and they will bring with them innovative ideas and heart-based solutions as they replace the old guard and the obsolete paradigms of separation and duality that have now been dismantled. They will begin to assume leadership for all of the various social structures existing on Earth, and they will develop new, heart-based social structures that will improve the quality of life for all of humanity, the elemental kingdom, and Mother Earth. If you have the heart call to be physically present at the 36th World Congress on Illumination, know that when you enter the sacred portal of light in Santa Fe, New Mexico, you will experience the awesome power and divine love that has drawn our ancestors to this sacred site for millennia. As this knowing awakens within your heart flame, you will be blessed with the familiar feeling of coming home. Our divine mission will be accomplished through myriad activities of light. We will be joined at inner levels by our Father, Mother, God, and the solar logos from suns beyond suns. The entire company of heaven and the I Am presence of every person on earth will join us in this service to the light as well. We will also experience the tangible presence of the divinely intelligent beings known as the mighty Elohim, the directors of the elements, and the legions of angels throughout infinity. In other words, the entire universe is supporting us in this critical facet of the unfolding divine plan involving Mother Earth and all life evolving upon her. The 36th Annual World Congress on Illumination will take place October 15th through the 20th, 2022, in Santa Fe, New Mexico. The venue will be the beautiful El Dorado Hotel and Spa. All of the information you will need to participate in this unprecedented opportunity is available on our website, eraofpeace.org. That is true whether you are planning to attend this event physically or through our online virtual event. The Company of Heaven said this generational changing of the guard will affect every part of life belonging to or serving Mother Earth in the most positive and life-transforming way. So pay attention and listen to the intuitive inner guidance of your I Am presence as you respond to this clarion call from on high. Your light is needed now. God bless you.
If you can't get to Santa Fe, you only need to come down to Anglesey Street. We've got lots of things where people can get together with like minds. Like every Tuesday, there's our Spiritual Seekers group. On Fridays, there's our Wairua Wellness group. And then in between, there's all sorts of other things going on. There's meditations for the full moon. We've also got tarot courses, chakra courses, aura courses, and dowsing coming up. And then every third Saturday is Spirit Fest, where we have our open day, and you can come and meet a lot of our readers and healers. And then on the 24th, we've got Spirit Quest, which is an evening event where you can come and join with like-minded people. Well, I'd really like to get to Santa Fe to catch up with some friends over there, but the good old American government say you've got to be jibby-jabbed to get into the country. So that cuts me out. That's Gates of the Sun from Elysian Fields. Now, this is our dear friend Dr. Bruce Lipton, and he's talking to Jimmy Noreen about COVID, which is what we've just been talking about, and why I can't get into America, because I wasn't sucked into the fear and the hype of all this COVID stuff.
The world is stressed, and the mortality rate of the virus is a reflection of the stress, not of the human biology.
So this is actually a perfect segue now, because honestly, people will kill me if I don't ask you about the current situation that's happening all over the world. Yeah. With Corona, as some people say, COVIDa loca. So I'm curious, I remember maybe 5-6 months ago when this entire pandemic started, you were talking to Brian Rose, and I always love when you give this analogy of the tiger and tiger chasing you and all the stress hormones being released, and how when you are getting a transplant, they inject you with stress hormones, right? Because they want to lower the strength of your immune system. So I'm curious if you can just elaborate. I'm wondering, what are you making out of this entire situation that's happening right now in the world? I know you have some really important thoughts.
Okay, first of all, it's a manipulation. Secondly, there is a virus. It is virulent, but not to the degree that people say it kills people, that randomly just people dying from this. That's not true at all. Mm-hmm. The people that are dying from this are already compromised with other illnesses. Most of them are very old people who are already old enough and their systems aren't working up to full capacity so that their system cannot respond to the virus quickly enough. Why should everybody respond to the virus? The answer is this: the immune system has learning and memory. And over 1,000 years of certain viruses coming into the human population, we acquire an ability to, you know, with the immune system to stop them, okay? But if something new comes into the world, nobody's immune system has really seen this version of it. There's no memory, immunological memory of previous exposures. So I say, well, what if nobody's been previously exposed and almost everybody is open now to get it? Now the question is this: if you get the COVID virus, does that mean it's lethal? I go, absolutely not. So it's not lethal unless you are compromised, okay? Now, in the U.S., why are the mortality rates so high? I'll give you the answer exactly why. Because 40% of U.S. citizens have two or more chronic diseases. Mm-hmm. Diabetes, cardio issues, all this. I say, before they even got the damn virus, they were already compromised. I say, so why is that relevant? Well, if my immune system is compromised, then I get this new virus. Is my immune system capable of tooling up and really working with it? I go, no, you're already stressing the immune system with your chronic illnesses. Mm-hmm. So who are the ones that die? Those that are chronically impaired. Okay? So I tell, why is it relevant? The massive number of people have no chronic impairment. Okay? But those that are impaired are susceptible, and they should take every reasonable precaution to, you know, reduce their contact with this, because they're already challenged before they even get the damn virus. Okay? And if you have the virus, is that going to kill you? I go, how do you get a mortality number? And I say, why? Because the mortality number is what scares people. In a regular flu season, it's like regular flu season, oh, the flu season's coming, get your flu shot and all that. Everybody goes, yeah, most people don't do it anyway. But when all of a sudden this flu season comes and says, millions of people are going to die, oh, I might be part of millions. Now I'm involved in this flu where I wasn't before. Mm-hmm. I go, why is it relevant? I say, what's the consciousness of it? I say, the consciousness is I'm going to die. And I say, what's the result of that? I said, stress. I say, what's the result of that? Stress hormones are released in the body because now I'm stressed out, because like, oh, I could be killed. I could die from this. I'm stressed. And I go, the stress hormones, as you mentioned, shut down the immune system to conserve energy. So because the stress means something is threatening you, and fight or flight is what you use to escape a threat, saber-toothed tiger. Mm-hmm. And I go, oh. And I say, well, then what happens when you're in threat? And I say, you shut down the biological functions that are using energy that are not necessary when running away from a tiger. And that frees up more energy of the body to put into running away from the tiger. And I say, well, what does it shut down? Well, it shuts down the growth and maintenance of the body. That's number one. because I don't need to repair the body if the damn tiger is chasing me, because if it catches me, there's no reason to repair anything. And the immune system, which uses tremendous amount of energy, because when people are sick, they don't have the energy sometimes to get out of bed. I say, well, if you have an immune infection and a tiger is chasing you, how do you want to split the energy? And I go, well, the hell with the infection. Again, the tiger catches me, I don't have a problem with infection. The tiger's going to have a problem with it at that point. And I go, so stress shuts down the growth and maintenance of the body and the immune system to run away from the threat. And that, because that energy now is used to fight or flight rather than other things that were not necessary. And I go, well, where's the relevance to this? And I go, originally, stress was to run away from the tiger. I say, that's not all day. That's 10 or 15 minutes. You escape the tiger. Okay, you're safe. And then they would be out of stress. So they'd have stress, short period of time, and then go back to growth right again. Mm-hmm. But in today's world, stress is 24/7.
It's on the loop, right? All the time.
Continuously. So what are you inhibiting? I'm inhibiting the maintenance of my body. I'm inhibiting the immune system. I go, what's the consequence of that? A health crisis on this planet. And I go, what's the significance of the health crisis on this planet? And the answer is, it's due to stress. 90% of cardiovascular disease, totally stress. Alzheimer's, again, another stress issue coming in where you shut off everything when it's coming down like that, okay? Diabetes. Type 2, totally a stress issue like that, okay? And I go, so 90% of illness isn't due to genetics or anything else other than you're in constant stress. The stress hormones are seeping in 24/7, 365, and they're inhibiting the ability of the body to maintain itself, and the expression is weakness of the system. And the more stressed you are, the more likely you'll catch any kind of disease, or you don't even have to catch it. Just the negative thinking can cause any problem you have, right? Negative thinking can cause you to die with nothing more than a negative thought.
Yeah.
And so why is this relevant? The world is stressed, and the mortality rate of the virus is a reflection of the stress, not of the human biology. It's a reflection of humans who are stressed, who are dropping out because they're not able to maintain the system. And so, is COVID lethal? If you're compromised, it could be very dangerous. If you're not compromised, as they found out since they started testing everybody, they found over 90% of the people that have the infection never went to a doctor, never went to a hospital, so they were never recorded. And I say, why is it relevant? Because I say, mortality rate is the number of people dying who died, divided by the number of people who have the disease. When a few number of people have the disease and the death rate is high, that's a high mortality rate. But if the same death rate exists, but thousands and thousands of more people have been, you know, shown to have the disease, the mortality rate drops. And so originally, the mortality rate was 3, 4, 5%. That's a very high percent of people, 3, 4, 5 people dying out of every 100. And then they started to find out, well, wait, they're only using the people that went to the doctor or the hospital as the bottom number. That's a small number. So, you know, give an example. 5 people die, below 10 people have the disease. I said, what's the mortality? I say, 50% of the people who have the disease will die. Okay, same number. 5 people die, 100 people have the disease. I go, oh, that's 20% of the people. Automatically, the percentage of people, the more I put the bottom number, the more the number goes down. And so when we start to include all of those people that now have been tested but didn't have any profound symptoms to cause them to see a doctor or go to a hospital, you put that number underneath, that mortality rate isn't 3, 4, 5%. It's 0.06%. When a normal is 0.01. And I go, so what's different? I go, it's more, you know, virulent than conventional, but that's because we've never had exposure to it, so we don't have any prehistory of a memory how to deal with it. And then I say, yeah, and the number of people that are stressed is so much greater that the number of death looks scary. I am scared of the number of deaths. I say, take care of yourself. I say, what do you mean? First of all, take care of your system. It will manage this virus without killing you. But first of all, you have to make sure your blood has proper nutrition. You need to be healthy in the system. And our diet is so compromised with industrial crap food and garbage food that I have to tell people, you've got to go back and eat natural. You have to go back and eat organic, because industrial farm stuff is filled with chemistry that is causing you more problems.
It's killing you.
Number two, take vitamins and supplements. Why? Especially vitamin C and vitamin D. These enhance the immune system. Lots of vitamin C, way beyond whatever they say.
You met Linus Pauling?
Yes, I and it's interesting because I lectured at his institute when I was at Stanford.
Wow.
And it was interesting because the science has revealed that massive doses, I take 2 grams of vitamin C every morning.
High five.
And the relevance about that is I'm also, what am I trying to do? De-stressing. I'm not stressed. I live in another world. I walk out the door. I don't live in that world of the people around me. They're the ones that are stressed. I'm like, I'm not stressed. I'm okay. I'm 76. Am I afraid because I'm old? Bullshit. It's BS. Belief system. Excuse me. I'm not afraid to go outside. I eat well. I take vitamins and supplements. Hey, do work, exercise, something to keep the body moving, because that enhances the vitality of the circulatory system, which is delivering immune function. So eat well, vitamins, supplements, do exercise. And number four, most important, do not put the fear in your head. Because the function of the mind is to manifest whatever you believe. And if you start to believe in the fear, then the function of the mind is to manifest that fear. And that's why the whole idea is shut off the damn TV and don't listen to these people, because they are disempowering you with fear. And fear is where you lost your power. Because once you do, fear is you shut yourself off. And you can't shut yourself off. We are connected to a world. You can't live in a bubble, you'll die. And the idea is, if you buy the fear, you are putting up walls around you because you want to protect. I'm protecting here. I say walls are the opposite of growth. Growth, you have to open yourself to put things in, okay? And fear is you shut everything down.
And Bruce, and stress is real as well, right? Because I'm asking about this because I know that many people think, oh, stress, it just happens in your mind. But people don't realize that stress is biological. Can you talk a little bit about it? I think this is really important for people to know.
About the stress is what? Is to prepare you for a threat. Stress says there's something threatening you. And I say, well, if I'm preparing for stress, that's what we just mentioned. I say, if I'm not threatened, I'm free to go outside and do anything I want. If I feel threatened, I'm going to wall myself off to protect myself, put all the goggles on, the face mask, and do all that. Now I'm going to be inside here. I go, you can't survive inside. I give a simple example. When I was young, we had air raid drills in the U.S. because we thought the Russians were going to bomb us. So we built bomb shelters. So I'll give you a very simple story. A city, a community is in growth. It's a beautiful day out. The businesses are working. The kids are in school. So this community is growing and doing well. An air raid siren goes off. What does everybody do? They stop work. Where do they go? They go under the ground into the air raid shelter. I say, then what? I say, well, nothing is happening now. Everything's shut down. Okay. I go, yeah. And I say, then what? I say, well, in 10 or 15 minutes, all clear. We get out of the bomb shelter. Everybody goes back to work. So it was like a, half hour interruption during the day where we were growing. Then we spent a half hour in protection. And then we came out of protection and went back to work again. Everything was no problem. Here's the problem. The air raid siren goes off. You go into the bomb shelter and there is no all clear. I said, what does that mean? I said, well, you can't come out of the bomb shelter. I said, until when? I said, you can't come out until it's all clear. I said, when is it all clear? I said, it's not getting all clear. I said, how long can I live in the bomb shelter? I said, not very long. Why? How much food did you put in there? How much water do you have in your bomb shelter? And the point is, you'll use up those resources. And if you don't come out, you will die in the bomb shelter. When we're in stress, we go into the bomb shelter psychologically. We wall ourselves off. We're safe inside here. And I say, how long can you survive inside the bomb shelter? I say, a short period of time was no big deal. But as you extend the time, my life becomes threatened. And this COVID crap is going around and extending the fear on and on and on again. We're having a second spike. I go, big deal. I mean,
normal, right?
Why have a
predictable?
How come I have a second spike? I said, if you take the susceptible people and you move them into a quarantine, so they're not exposed to the virus and they're healthy in their room, I say, then you say quarantine over and you come out. I go, did the virus go away? No, that's still there. Are you still susceptible? Of course you are. You didn't get any immune reaction in the bomb shelter over there. I say, so what do you think would happen if you let that group of people you put away back out? I go, they'll get infected just like that first group of people. And guess what? It's called a spike. I go, of course it's a spike. You took them out of the program. You put them back into the show. They get the C. And then you say, second spike. I go, did you not expect a second spike? And what reason why would there not be a second spike? You didn't lose the virus. You didn't gain any immune precaution against it. You just opened up the next population. Yeah, here we are in the second spike. Mm-hmm. Of course, that's exactly what would happen if you take the population and put it away and then think, well, okay, now they can come back out. I say, you didn't change anything. Mm-hmm. They're just mm-hmm. now the second spike. So all of this stuff, and I go, so you want to know what I believe the biggest problem of the whole thing is? Because I see it as a manipulation of information, and that is this. People have power when they're in community. People have no power when there is no community. And the COVID system broke community all over the world at once. Everybody went to their room. I go, and what power do you have? I say, absolutely no power. People lost all the power in the world except for those that were manipulating what was going on outside of that room. And that was a way of disempowering an entire damn population of this planet with the fear that said, go hide in your room. Because you can't gather together. You can't have an opinion together. No, you can stay in your room and you stay in your room. And all of a sudden I say, oh my God, that's the biggest problem in the whole world. You've isolated people, and when you've done that, you've removed their ability to have power.
Brilliant, Bruce. That's why you see people driving around in their cars on their own wearing a mask. No problem. This follows on from all these people who have come to Earth to do changes. It's called the Volunteers.
So tell me, out of everything you've ever done, what's the craziest experience you've ever had?
That's easy. Earth.
Earth? You went to Earth?
I did.
No way. You were a human?
I was.
Wow. Are the stories about Earth true? Were they really trapped on Earth?
Some were. I know because I was one of the volunteers.
Wait a second. You volunteered to go to Earth?
I did. I had to. I had family trapped on Earth.
But how could you get trapped on Earth?
You had to be there to understand. On Earth, you wouldn't remember anything.
What do you mean you wouldn't remember anything?
I mean, you would have no memory of anything. You wouldn't even remember existing before Earth.
What? How is that possible?
It was designed that way. It was brilliant. To dive as deeply as possible into such ignorance, such darkness, and still find your way back to remembering who you were, that took true mastery.
Wow. I still can't believe you went to Earth. Tell me more.
Well, Earth had its own set of laws that everyone agreed to experience, like gravity. What goes up must come down, like linear time. Day is followed by night.
Time? What's time?
You know how when we think of something, it manifests instantly? Well, on Earth, there was a delay. The delay is what made Earth so difficult.
Interesting. Time. So tell me more.
Before going to Earth, you would choose your family, whether you wanted to be male or female, what race you wanted to be, the location on the planet. Things like that.
Oh, so you could choose your own character.
Exactly. You would enter the Earth as a baby and be completely dependent on others to teach you the rules. But since nobody could remember the rules, they made up their own rules, based on fear and giving your power away to others.
That doesn't sound like much fun.
It wasn't for everyone.
What'd you do while portions of you were on Earth?
I watched them. It was pretty funny.
What was so funny?
Here were these magnificent beings, playing the most unique and cutting-edge experience in the universe, and they were clueless. I tried to guide them as much as possible,
Wait a second, you could communicate with them?
Yes, but they couldn't hear me. I would show them synchronicities or send them impulses to help guide them, but they couldn't see the signs.
Why not?
They didn't trust themselves.
So is that why they sent out a call for help?
Exactly.
Is that when you went?
No, I didn't go until later. First volunteers, they had it the worst.
What do you mean, had it the worst?
Well, they killed them.
What?
They killed the volunteers.
They killed them?
Those on Earth couldn't understand what the volunteers were telling them. The idea that they were equal to the volunteers scared them.
What were they telling them?
Common sense stuff like, all the answers you seek are inside you. Everything I can do, you can do and more.
So they killed them?
And then they twisted the volunteers' message and created even more fear.
What do you mean, more fear?
Like the message, God is inside you, was turned into, you are separate from God. The message, all the answers you seek are inside you, was twisted into, you can't trust yourself.
And they believed it?
It was out of control.
How could they believe that?
You had to be there to understand. Did you know they actually believed that they were the only intelligent life in the universe?
Now that's funny.
Pretty crazy, I know.
So then what happened?
The designers knew Earth was going to enter a section of the galaxy that humans had never experienced before. A section filled with a frequency that might be able to reconnect the human's DNA.
What was wrong with their DNA?
It didn't work anymore. The thing is, their DNA was how they connected with their higher self.
So that's why your incarnations couldn't hear you.
Exactly. But there was a catch with the new plan. Only those incarnated on Earth could tune in to these new frequencies.
Oh, so they needed more volunteers.
Yes, but this time they were taking no chances. To pull this off, they needed millions in the physical form, wired and ready to attune to these frequencies.
Are these the 21st century humans that all the stories are about?
Yep. We volunteered from every corner of the universe to help the humans wake up.
What did the volunteers have to do once they got there?
We had to wake ourselves up, attune to these frequencies, and spread them to the rest of the planet.
That sounds impossible.
Most of those watching the Earth experiment didn't think we could pull it off.
So, what happened when you got to Earth?
Once on Earth, we were taught the same fear-based beliefs that had been handed down for eons. We lived just like everyone else, totally clueless to who we were and what was getting ready to happen. But as soon as the Earth entered this cloud of frequencies, we started to question everything. And one by one, we started to wake up.
So the plan was working.
It was. The more we trusted ourselves, the quicker we reconnected. And the faster we started to remember what was happening. And since we were spread out evenly all around the planet's frequency began to rise quickly.
What happened when the planet's frequency began to rise?
The humans' experience of time began speeding up. They started manifesting their beliefs faster and faster. Those consumed with fear created even more fear, and eventually Earth just spun out of control.
What do you mean, spun out of control?
These low-frequency beliefs that had controlled the human experience for eons could no longer exist, so they began to self-destruct, and the world fell into a complete chaos.
That sounds terrifying.
It was for those living in fear, but for us volunteers, we all knew it was the end of the old energy and the beginning of the new.
So then what happened?
A tipping point was reached in our awakening, and we created a new Earth.
A new Earth? What happened to the old Earth?
It continued on, allowing those who could not let go of their fears to play out their lessons. But for us, we created a new Earth that matched our higher frequency. And as easy as that, all the fear-based beliefs simply fell away. In an instant, we remembered who we were. We knew we were all connected, and we stopped hurting each other. We started respecting each other, started loving each other. We took back our power to create, and we created a new Earth without fear.
Wow. So the legends are true. What an incredible experience. That must have been nice work. Thanks.
Not sure who produced that, those two young girls talking, but it's so, so true. This is James Twyman and his song about the change. James has spent a lot of time talking with Indigo children and producing all those films about Indigo. We're here to change the world. We can do it if we want to, and we can do it together. There's groups here at Infinity for you waiting. I am Barry. It's been The Voice Within. Kakite, shalom, namaste, masalam. May your God go with you.
For more episodes, use the accessmedia.nz app for iOS and Android devices, or subscribe to this podcast via Spotify, iHeartRadio, or Apple Podcasts. This free FM podcast was brought to you with support from New Zealand On Air.